Congress spent this week sizing up the task of combining two very different bills to provide a prescription drug benefit to seniors and the disabled. The only substantive movement was in the Senate, where 9 members were appointed to the conference committee that will come up with the final bill.
As Congress deliberates a compromise, older Americans across the country are watching, many with skepticism. After all, Congress has been talking about adding a drug benefit to Medicare for nearly 20 years. And many policy analysts say the current proposals are riddled with coverage gaps that could leave many seniors barely better off than they are now. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports on how some older Americans will fare if the current proposals become law.
Cactus Lane in Southern Oregon winds around a number of small, neatly kept homes. The first one has a garden of flowers and next to it a fish pond with large orange koi. Evelyn Bellotti Bush and her husband helped build this house for Evelyn's mother, Alice.
Hi, Mom. Come on in.
Be careful with steps, yeah.
The house replaced the old trailer that had been here since 1963, the trailer where Alice Bellotti raised her 4 girls. Now she lives here with her 4 birds, 3 cockatiels, and a green parrot named Dee Dee.
You be a good boy. No, you don't need out.
Alice Bellotti is 72. During her working years, she cleaned offices and motels. She's paid her taxes since her first job when she was in high school. Today, Alice gets Social Security, $685 a month. Not much, she says, to pay for life's essentials.
I'm all electric, and in the wintertime, the bill runs anywhere from $100 to $120, $30, depends on how cold it is. And then I have water to pay, and garbage, and phone, and gotta eat.
And for extras, there's not much left over. That's why the family got worried last spring when Alice went to the doctor to try to diagnose some puzzling symptoms.
I had these little spots here on there, and down here on my legs was just little red spots. And he said, well, that looks to me like it's a platelet problem. So they took a blood test.
Alice's platelet count was down. She was diagnosed with ITP, a severe immune system disorder that destroys her platelets. Daughter Evelyn was with her when the doctor prescribed medication.
So he wrote the prescription out, and my oldest sister and I and my mom, we walked out and walked over to the local pharmacist and handed them the prescription, and they went, wow, you know, this is a pretty odd steroid to be put on and this sort of thing. And we said, well, do you have it? And they go, oh, yeah, yeah. So they go back and get it, and then they handed us the bill, and the bill was in the upwards of $500. And my sisters and I looked at each other and went, doesn't Medicare cover this? And they went, no, they do not. And we just all stood there staring at each other going, now what do we do?
The daughters decided to pool their money and pay for their mother's medication. For Evelyn, this meant cutting back on her own expenses. She says she had always expected the government would pick up a larger portion of her mother's health care.
Because, you know, she worked her life and has been paying in, even though the taxes may not be the exact same level that you and I are paying right now. At that time, she was paying her fair share with the hope that Social Security and this sort of thing would be there to take care of her and Medicare would be there to take care of her. And obviously it isn't.
But that's likely to change. Joe Antos is a policy analyst with the American Enterprise Institute.
I think we can be very certain that someone with Alice's level of income will largely get a reasonably generous benefit at no substantial cost. So it'll be a big break for her.
In both the Senate and House versions of the Medicare drug benefit, people like Alice Bellotti, people with very low incomes, would receive nearly complete subsidies.
She's probably not going to have to pay a premium. She may well, in fact, be largely exempted from having to pay the deductible, the coinsurance, that's the money that comes out of her pocket after she's covered the deductible. So in fact, in her case, because she is such low income, this may actually be a no-brainer. This may be primarily benefit for her, and that's a good thing. We need to help people like Alice who have such low income and who have substantial drug costs.
The subsidies would be for people with incomes less than about $14,000 a year. But for most seniors, those with higher incomes, premiums, deductibles, and co-payments will be a big part of their new drug benefit.
In the end, it's going to be a very, very close calculation whether in that first year that person will actually get more benefit than they pay out in terms of premiums.
Incredibly complicated is how Antos sums it up. There could be a $35 monthly charge for the insurance premium. Then there's a deductible of about $275 a year. There are co-payments for the drugs themselves, and then there's what's graphically referred to as the donut hole, a gap in coverage. Medicare would pay a certain amount and then stop paying altogether. After that, seniors would have to pay between $1,500 and $3,000 out of their own pockets. For the millions of seniors who fall into that gap, it's fair to say many are not happy.
My name is Albert H. Barnes. I'm 76 next month.
Albert Barnes and his wife are both on medications for high blood pressure and diabetes. Right now, their drug costs add up to about $3,000 a year. Under the proposal, they would still have to spend about $2,000 a year. Barnes says that's not much help, and he's skeptical of lawmakers' intentions.
It's an election year. People are trying to drum up things that they think that people want to hear to get votes. If it wasn't an election year, I don't think it would even be on the docket. So it's strictly political right now.
For now, Barnes says he can handle the cost of his medication. That doesn't mean he's not thrifty or worried. He buys generics when he can. He's been to Mexico to buy cheaper drugs and is thinking about going to Canada for the same reason. He's angry that drugs cost so much in the U.S., and he's irritated that the current proposals don't do very much to bring down those costs.
No matter where you go in the world, except for the United States, you can get the same medications that we buy here for as much as 50% less than what we pay for them here. And I can't see where the medications we buy here are any different than what we buy anyplace else. So I don't know what the problem is. Why it's so costly to buy medications, just other than greed.
And Barnes says if drug prices keep rising as fast as they are now, he could end up depleting his savings. But this is where the new benefit will help him. The Medicare proposal would cover catastrophic medical costs. Working out a final version of such a complicated bill is expected to take Congress at least until this fall. Patricia Nament, NPR News.